Week 1, Sunday, First Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I have no fear of death as just an end. My life has not been something to prolong. For every moment when I feel a song spring to my throat, six more contend with it for wails and tears. Why should I spend more time at this? But still, if I am wrong, and worse awaits, perhaps, then come a throng of dreads against which I cannot defend. If only I could know, why does he keep us in suspense like this? He told us, true, but that was centuries ago. Can we be certain when there's nothing we can see? But isn't that the point? That's faith. The clue is trust. You'll wake in joy from this brief sleep. Please let my prayer rise up before you like burning incense, Master. Psalm 141. Dear Yahweh, I cry out to you. Please hurry to me and listen to my voice calling on you. Make my prayer into incense in your presence, and my uplifted hands into an evening sacrifice. Please, Yahweh, station watchmen at my mouth to guard the doorway of my lips, and keep my heart from yearning toward any sin, from doing wrong in evil company, and eating the tasty cuisine they serve. Let good men slap me, that is a favor, and if they scold me, it is rich perfume. My head is ready for it, because my prayer rejects the other's sinful acts. Their chiefs lie scattered at the foot of the cliff. I told them so. How sweet it is. Their bones strewn round the entrance of the grave like clods a plowman turns aside. But I keep my eyes upon you, Yahweh my God, and find my safety with you. Please do not leave my soul defenseless. Keep me away from the snares sinners set for me, and all the traps they put in front of me. Entangle them in the nets they made, and let me escape unscathed. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please let my prayer rise up before you like burning incense, Master. You are my last resort, Master, all I have left. Psalm 142. I call Yahweh at the top of my voice and shout my plea to him, pouring out my problems in his ears and telling him my troubles. When once my spirit was drowning there within me, you knew what path to bring me down. But now a snare is hidden for me somewhere on the trail ahead. And look beside me now, and you will see no one who takes my part. Escape has been cut off, and no one cares about my life. And that is why I called out to you, Yahweh. I said, you are my last resort, all I have left in the land of the living. Please give my cry a hearing, because I have been disgraced, degraded. Rescue me from my oppressors, people so much stronger than I. And let me sing my praises to your name, surrounded by virtuous friends. I know you will be generous to me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. You are my last resort, Master, all I have left. The Master lowered himself, and God elevated him forever. Reading, Philippians 2, 6-11. When he possessed God's form, Jesus did not consider being equal to God something he had to keep hold of. He emptied himself and took the form of a slave, and turned himself into what was the same as a human being. And once he found himself in human shape, he lowered himself so far as to submit obediently to death, and death upon a cross. And that is why God elevated him above everyone else, and gave him the name that is greater than every other name, so that at the name Jesus, every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth is to bend, and everyone's tongue is to acknowledge for God's glory that he is the slave of Prince Jesus. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master lowered himself, and God elevated him forever. Reading, Romans 11, 33-36. The depths of God's riches, wisdom, and knowledge. How undiscoverable are his ideas, how impossible to track his paths. Does anyone know Yahweh's mind? Has anyone ever told him what to do? Has anyone ever given him something that would force him to make a return? Everything comes from him and through him and to him. He is to be given glory forever. Amen. Our hearts are filled with awe as we ponder your works, Master. Our hearts are filled with awe as we ponder your works, Master. We praise the wisdom which produced them all, as we ponder your works, Master. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Our hearts are filled with awe as we ponder your works, Master. When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of all kings coming from the Father, glowing like a bridegroom from the wedding chamber. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of all kings coming from the Father, glowing like a bridegroom from the wedding chamber. We give glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and pray in our weakness, Master, please be with your people. Holy Master, Father possessed of total power, please make virtue germinate on the earth, and let your people live in the beauty of your peace. Master, please be with your people. Please let every nation into your kingdom so that all peoples will be saved. Master, please be with your people. Please let married couples live in your peace and grow in mutual love. Master, please be with your people. Please reward everyone who has done me favors, Master, and bestow eternal life on them. Master, please be with your people. Please look with pity on victims of hatred and war and bestow heaven's peace on them. Master, please be with your people. Master, thank you for the special blessing you have given me today. Master, please be with your people. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Dear God our Father, every year we are overjoyed to look forward to this feast of our rescue from sin. Please help us welcome our Prince as our Redeemer and meet him with confidence when he comes to be our Judge, as he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.